Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse and just feel compelled to say to those of you who feel like you've lost hope and lost heart, God is the lifter of your head. He will be with you. He sees your turmoil and your struggle, and He loves you. So please rest in that today. Today I'm reading from Exodus chapter 11 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Yahweh said to Moses, I will bring yet one more plague on Pharaoh and on Egypt. Afterwards, he will let you go. When he lets you go, he will surely thrust you out altogether. Speak now in the ears of the people and let every man ask of his neighbor and every woman of her neighbor jewels of silver and jewels of gold. Yahweh gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants and in the sight of the people. Moses said, this is what Yahweh says. About midnight, I will go out into the middle of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sits on his throne, even to the firstborn of the female servant who is behind the mill, and all the firstborn of livestock. There will be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there has not been, nor will be any more. But against any of the children of Israel, a dog won't even bark or move its tongue, against man or animal, that you may know that Yahweh makes a distinction between the Egyptians and Israel. All these servants of yours will come down to me and bow themselves to me, saying, get out with all the people who follow you. And after that, I will go out. He went out from Pharaoh in hot anger. Yahweh said to Moses, Pharaoh won't listen to you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt. Moses and Aaron did all these wonders before Pharaoh, but Yahweh hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he didn't let the children of Israel go out of his land. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I know we're nearing the Exodus story, the Passover story, and so I'm looking ahead to that, but I'm also just so grateful for you, that you gave your only son, that you did not spare your firstborn son for us. And I think about all the parallels of that in the Bible of Abraham and Isaac, and you not allowing Abraham to slay his son, but this is a hint toward what you will do. And we see in this Passover that the firstborn son is slayed in the Egyptian households, and you also will experience this later. And so I just thank you so much for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross for my sins, which are many. And we're thinking through the Easter season right now and thinking through what you've done. And I just don't have words, but I'm just super grateful and really humbled and confounded by the beauty of the gospel. Lord, I pray for those today, and this is taking a little bit of a turn, but I pray for those today who have lost children, who have walked through the valley of the shadow of death and have read this story and thought, I have a deep pain and a deep wounding because I would understand what the cries of these Egyptians would sound like. And Lord, as we know, it's not the way things should be. But I know that your grace is sufficient for us, even as we grieve unfathomable and unimaginable loss. And so, Lord, today I pray you would be with those who are grieving. And maybe it's not that they're grieving a child, maybe they're grieving a parent or a friend or a lost relationship or a divorce or grieving how things used to be and how they're not that way anymore, or a wayward friend or a wayward child. Lord, a lot of us have these heavy burdens of things that we're grieving and we've lost. But Lord, we go to you. We don't always understand all of this. And I don't pretend as I pray to you to know all the answers or to know why bad things happen to people, and other than just, you know, the good theological explanations of there's sin in this world and bad things are going to happen and it's part of the fall. I get that. But when we're in the middle of it, it's really hard to see the light. It's really hard to understand your purposes. And so many times, Lord, as I've looked back on my life, the best growth has happened in the darkest places. And so, Lord, please don't waste this pain in our lives. Please don't waste this current trial we're walking through. Please bring growth from it, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Hey, you may not have known this, but The Most Misunderstood Women of the Bible released at the end of March, and it is out in the wilds today. And I'm so excited for you to be able to read this book, because I've looked at 10 different women from the Bible, and I've unpacked their stories. The 10 that I'm looking at are Eve, Hagar, Leah, Rahab, Naomi, Bathsheba, Tamar, the Proverbs 31 woman, Mary of Magdala, and Phoebe from the book of Romans. And so if you've ever felt misunderstood, this book is for you. It's an unpacking of biblical characters who have been misunderstood and how we can learn from them in our own journey of being misunderstood, or what I've been calling the valley of misunderstanding, which is a deep valley indeed. You can find this wherever books are sold. And thanks for listening to Pray Every Day. I pray that today is a day that you're not misunderstood and that you experience God's smile upon you.